I feel like there is a lot of recipes that, because of an air fryer, it makes the process even quicker for you, type of thing. Okay, Senya, I want to thank you so much for joining me today. I would love for you to come back. And I always ask folks that, because we were talking about traveling, I think we're going to do like maybe a traveling episode of like, you know, if you've went somewhere and you've had great food, I'd love for you to come back and chat with me about it.
All right.
Yes. All right. Thank you so much. I am going to play some music for us. The first track that I'm going to play is called Longing. And what I love about this track is it's the wagon cooking remix. Okay, so anything with cooking, I'm here for it. And then after that, we've got a track called Aired Out, and it is by Boha. So let's get into it.
Gone. I can lift the dishes in the sink. When I go home at dawn, I can see your face in all my dreams. We'll be right back.
it hurt me, you're bringing flowers. I got to make it through the day, lost without your smile. Should I stop the fight right now or take you back in my life? So that teach me to love. So that you're not that strong. So that you what you did was wrong. So that you sometimes only made you realize. Thank you.
bird note. Let's listen to the words of nature poet Wendell Berry in his poem entitled The Peace of Wild Things. When despair for the world grows in me, and I wake in the night at the least sound, in fear of what my life and my children's lives may be, I go and lie down where the wood drake rests in his beauty on the water, and the great heron feeds. I come into the peace of wild things, who do not tax their lives with forethought of grief. I come into the presence of still water, and I feel above me the day-blind stars waiting with their light. For a time, I rest in the grace of the world and am free. Where do you go to rest and renew yourself in nature? Where do you come into the peace of wild things? For Bird Note, I'm Michael Stein.
Tune in to Intravenous on Wednesdays from 10 to 11 a.m. for music and talk radio about all things, all genders. Discussing and approaching contemporary gender issues through an intersectional feminist lens, our goal is to educate, engage, and challenge the dominant hegemony. Intravenous, every Wednesday morning from 10 to 11, only on CJSF 90.1 FM. Diverse, independent, yours.
Hello, 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 and I am back after a set that, you know, is perfect for the vibes of the day. Starting up at the top of the set was the track Longing by Zuko 103, and that was the Wagon Cooking remix. And after that was Boha with the track Aired Out. So I am going to be sharing one last sort of recipe to end the recipe talk for this episode. And this is a recipe that is super, super easy to make. I actually made it at the event that I co-hosted on the weekend. And so it is a tea. Super, super simple, right? 'Tis the season for lemon ginger tea. A lot of folks are, you know, coming down with the sickness, the flus, the, you know, all of the things. And drinking lemon ginger tea on a regular is always good. It's something that I drank a lot of as a child. One thing about Jamaicans is they do love tea and they do love ginger, even more so than lemon, but ginger is always a part of the tea situation. I would say that I grew up drinking like a mint tea, sometimes with ginger, way more than lemon ginger, but this is, I enjoy lemon. I enjoy lemon just even with water. So that is why I'm going to share this recipe. One thing about this recipe, though, is you have the ability to modify it. The beauty I feel about cooking, and, you know, I love the bakers, don't get it twisted, but one thing about baking is that you do need to be pretty precise with the recipe, right? You can't really modify a lot of things or get away with things unless you are well-versed in baking. I would say that savory cooking is more my thing. Making beverages are more my thing as opposed to the, you know, rigidness of baking. But here we go. We have a recipe where you can literally kind of like play with it. So, for example, over the past weekend, we had a lot of, we had people have the ability to create their own tea blends. So there was a lot of loose leaf herbs that people had the ability to create their own tea. And one of the herbs that we had available, and this I do like to add to my lemon ginger tea, you just have to make sure that you have the herb that is more of, you're allowed to consume it as opposed to just use it as a topical. So lavender is the herb that I do like to add to my tea regularly. Lavender, just a fun fact about lavender is that it was once valued as currency back in the day, way, 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 way back, which is super, super interesting. And lavender is something that actually keeps mosquitoes away. So as somebody who loves to travel to Jamaica, Barbados, pretty much the Caribbean, mosquitoes are major. They can really get on your case and get on your nerves. So having lavender around is super helpful. Okay, so back to the recipe. Lemon ginger tea. You're just going to be working with water. You're going to have a lemon sliced. And the beauty about this is you get to use as much or as little of this as you like. Of course, the other main ingredient of this recipe is going to be ginger. I like to slice the ginger really thick and have like large pieces so that when I'm brewing my tea, sometimes I even like to put it in my cup, but then like there's no way for me to kind of like accidentally swallow the piece because I like to make the pieces really large. I also like to add a cinnamon stick to my tea because I feel like the flavors actually work really well. I add a teaspoon of allspice, and if you have been listening to this show, you'll know that allspice is a spice that's used in Jamaican jerk seasoning as well as the dry rub recipe. So I do like to add that. It works really well. It's like a warm spice, right? So it works really well with cinnamon. I do add a couple bay leaves as well, and I like to sweeten with honey if I want it sweetened, but in many cases I actually just like to drink it straight up. So that pretty much is it. You're kind of like just boiling your water, and then basically you can do a few things. You can brew everything with the water so that it becomes like this medley of everything, or you can just brew the water and kind of like add some of the ingredients to your cup, so you're kind of like just doing it like on a personal kind of basis type of thing. So yeah, for the time of year, this is a great recipe to consume on the regular, and it will, you know, keep you as healthy as you can be. So I am going to get back into playing the last few tracks before I head out for the day. I do want to thank you for listening to another episode of Beats and Eats on CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, BC. I just want to also let you know, for those who want to submit recipes or maybe even come out onto the show, I've got an email address now. It's beatsandeatsbc@gmail.com. There is a Instagram account that is just went live not too long ago, which is beatsandeatsbc, and so that is where I will be posting a lot of photos of some of the recipes that I chat about. And I am really looking forward to having some chefs on the show. I do have a couple of chefs that are in the lineup to be chatting with me, and again, I love to chat with anybody about food, so if that is something that you are down for, please reach out. So before we make way for the show Young Artist Bedroom, I am going to play a couple more tracks from Zuko 103. So the first track that I am going to play is called Nunkame, and that is the Human Factor remix. And then followed by, if there is a little bit of time, you might be able to hear a little bit of their track called She, which is the Deformer remix. Thank you for hanging out, and I will see you next week. Or, yeah, I'll be on air next week. We'll be right back.
doçura com burrice.
Nunca mais, nunca mais, nunca mais.
Eu levo a sério o que qualquer um disse.
Nunca mais, nunca mais, nunca mais.
Pense que amigo assim que engole tudo.
Nunca mais, nunca mais, nunca mais.
Faço de conta que sou tudo de novo.
Enquanto a dor queima o seu peito, ela finge crer que tem jeito e dispensa qualquer conselho, evitando olhar no espelho. Enquanto a dor queima o seu peito, ela finge crer que tem jeito e dispensa qualquer conselho, evitando olhar no espelho, tem medo de ficar sozinha.